Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
You know, it's easy to move down in class, but to move up in class, it's a challenge. It's a huge challenge.
We're talking about class on the Death, Sex, and Money podcast, even though it makes a lot of us uncomfortable.
May I start by saying I've never liked the word class?
I'm socially lower middle class.
Upper middle class?
Economically, a bit better.
I guess I'm pretty clear about saying upper class.
You find yourself having to be less transparent and less honest.
Maybe it's a really WASPy thing.
I have a middle class mentality, but as far as finances are concerned, I guess it'd be working class.
I'm Anna Sale. Our show is all about the things we think about a lot and need to talk about more.
It's just the luck of who's who you came out of and how much that predicts.
For our new series, Opportunity Costs, you told us how your class status affects the rest of your life.
You know, I do my roots with a box.
I don't care for the, the guys who get the $30,000 Harley.
We're paying everything out of our pocket.
It can be really exhausting because you want to fit in with your class, but then you also want to fit in with your race, and a lot of times they don't fit together.
How many homes do you have?
I want to say six.
Like, there's a whole lot of money wound up in that, and a whole lot of happiness, and I didn't have either one of those at the time.
That's Opportunity Costs, Money and Class in America, a series in collaboration with BuzzFeed News. To hear more, go to deathsexmoney.org/class.
I'll be cutting through traffic, and there'll be a stretch limo there. I always give them the finger because I think they think they're better than they are.